Macmillan Audio presents Every Bird a Prince by Jen Rees. Read for you by Hope Newhouse. One. Erin Evers rode for the woods. She pedaled furiously. Her shoulders jarred with every bump and dip in the dirt path. She gripped the handlebars tighter and leaned into the chill morning wind, even as it stung her cheeks and tried to persuade her to turn back. She felt like an arrow shot from her house straight into the trees. She wanted to be an arrow. She wanted to fly as far and as fast as she could, away from school, her mom, and even her friends. In the pocket of her jeans, her phone chimed with a text. A flutter of panic raced up Erin's spine, but she didn't reach for her phone, and she definitely didn't slow down. If anything, it made her legs pump faster. Autumn had turned the forest into a storm of flame-colored leaves. Yellows and oranges and reds fell from the high-up branches and thrashed frantically in the air, trying to make their descent last as long as possible, fighting every bit of the way. The leaves that finally gave up clustered along the path, hiding roots and holes and other dangers beneath their bright disguise. Erin raced along the familiar trail, ducking under branches, dodging left and right. The trees had woven their fingers together overhead so that only the bravest beams of sunlight speckled the ground before her. At one bend, she swerved off the trail completely to hit a jump she'd built years ago. At just the right moment, she yanked the handlebars and soared. That's what she loved about being out here. She didn't have to think. Her body knew what to do and did it. Everything felt right. Her phone chimed again while she was in the air, and she lost control for a second, twisted her handlebars when she should have kept them straight. She crashed back to earth with a thud that she felt from her teeth down to her toes. Only a quick shift of her angle kept her from flying off her bike altogether. Disaster averted, but barely. That's what made it fun. Then she was back on the trail, racing through the trees again. Her legs found their rhythm. Each rotation of the bike wheels took her farther from home, made it easier for her to breathe. She was an arrow. An arrow. If the forest covered the entire state of Oregon, she'd keep flying until she hit the Pacific Ocean. When her phone beeped again, Erin almost screamed with frustration. No matter how fast she went or how far, that horrid chime acted as a tether, yanking her back to reality. She was tempted to rip the phone from her pocket and throw it into the woods. Erin sighed and skidded to a stop. For a moment, she simply sat on her bike, one foot planted on the ground for balance, the other still on its pedal and ready to propel her deeper into the trees. All she could hear was her own huffy breaths. But as she recovered, the sounds of the forest emerged. Squirrels chasing one another through leaf piles, birds composing songs in the branches, treetops creaking and swaying with old sturdy bones. The pines soared above everything, still flaunting their green needles amid the autumn colors, as if not even the seasons could tarnish their majesty. A gust of wind raced down the path and smacked into Erin, not unlike a rambunctious puppy, licking her arms and face with wisps of chilly air. The woods wanted her to play. That's all they ever wanted. They didn't care about her grades, or if she'd practiced the piece they were learning in band, or if she had a new zit threatening to colonize her chin. And the woods definitely didn't care about the name Erin was supposed to be writing on a piece of paper before school today. The name of her crush. Erin shut her eyes and imagined she had a spy dossier on each of her classmates, with their faded Polaroid paper clipped to a crisp page detailing their qualifications. They all had pros and cons. Maybe she should make a chart. The plus column could have things like good personal hygiene, shares three classes with me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?